Hello, this is Lou Peck, one of the co-authors of this Scholarly Kitchen article. What is the right way to make tea? Why international marketing needs a local touch. As global priorities shift and the world feels smaller yet more complex, one thing has become clear. Being visible is not the same as being relevant. Real international success is not about scaling what works at home, but learning how to resonate elsewhere. As Abby Imran said in his Midnight at the Casablanca podcast, what is considered ethical in one part of the world is not exactly the same in another part of the world. To succeed, marketing needs genuine localization, adapting tone, channels, and strategy to connect with what really matters in each community we support. Did you know that 65% of people will not engage with content that is not in their own language? But language is just the start. Localization is about cultural fluency, the context, humor, colors, and tone that makes something feel authentic. Translation is transactional. Localization is transformational. But this is not just about our external communities, but our internal team communities. Beyond translation, what resonance really means. In the research ecosystem, small cultural missteps can have big consequences. What feels creative or neutral in one region can miss the mark completely in another. Even large organizations have learned this the hard way. HSBC's 2000s tagline, "Assume nothing," was mistranslated around the world as "do nothing." The fix was a $10 million global rebrand that led to its much more fitting message, the world's local bank. Publishing has its own version of this challenge. Direct machine translation of key terms has produced equally awkward outcomes, such as open access appearing in Mandarin as unlocked entry, or peer review translated into Spanish as review by friends. Funny, but it highlights a serious truth. Meaning gets lost when we do not localize for both language and context, especially challenging when many AI tools work better in English at the moment than in other languages. Human oversight remains critical. True localization takes courage. Adapt your message, loosen control, and sometimes rewrite what good looks like. The T-test, why localization matters. Thinking about how culture shapes perception, look at how people make tea. In the UK, tea is practically a national ritual. The British Standards Institution, BSI, even formalised it in BS 6008 in 1980, superseded by ISO 3103 in 2019, a technical specification of the correct way to brew tea for sensory testing. Boil the water, warm the pot, steep for 4 to 5 minutes, then add milk. In the US, things look very different. Viral videos of Americans microwaving cold water and dunking a tea bag have caused near diplomatic incidents online. What feels normal in one culture can feel completely wrong in another. That point was made rather literally in January 2024 when American chemist Michelle Frankel suggested in her book, Steeped, The Chemistry of Tea, for the Royal Society of Chemistry, that adding a pinch of salt can reduce bitterness. The idea sparked a light-hearted storm. The US Embassy in London quickly issued a statement clarifying that salted tea was not official United States policy. The playful brouhaha made headlines and showed how deeply identity can creep into the smallest rituals. United States Embassy press release, January 24, 2024. Today's media reports of an American professor's recipe for the perfect cup of tea has landed our special bond with the United Kingdom in hot water. Tea is the elixir of camaraderie, a sacred bond that unites our nations. We cannot stand idly by as such outrageous proposal threatens the very foundations of our special relationship. Therefore, we want to ensure the good people of the UK that the unthinkable notion of adding salt to Britain's national drink is not official United States policy and never will be. Let us unite in our steep solidarity and show the world that when it comes to tea, we stand as one. The US Embassy will continue to make tea in the proper way by microwaving it. In China, the birthplace of tea itself, tea is not just a drink, but a symbol of history, respect, and connection. The preparation, serving, and even the words around tea differ across regions and generations. The simple act of offering tea can convey hospitality, gratitude, or a sense of peace. It is a fitting reminder that even something as universal as tea is not one size fits all. The same applies to communication, marketing, and publishing. What works in one culture must be reinterpreted to resonate in another. The power of localization is essential. We have certainly seen geopolitical shifts. For example, in the US, organizations who have focused heavily on their core US market are now looking to improve their international approach outside North America. While maintaining their strong and integral relationships with US funders, Chorus have increasingly been bringing more funders into the conversation. Notably, their continued international collaboration with the Japan Science and Technology Agency, JST, includes joint forums at Japan Library Fair 2025 and JOS 2025, featuring speakers from Japan and the US. The Republic of Korea joined Horizon Europe as the first Asian country in 2025, with Korean entities able to be beneficiaries of Pillar 2 with its €52.4 billion fund. Korean researchers now have access on equal terms, focusing on shared global challenges, including climate, energy, digital economy, and health. There are many more opportunities for international collaboration and strategic change. If you are not present, researchers and users still are. A bad experience, fake news, or a misunderstanding can all fester and hurt your organization, publishing, or journal brand. You need to better understand that and what to do next. According to the Charlesworth Group's 2025 white paper, Author Marketing in China, the world's largest community of STM authors produces over 20% of global scientific publications. One third of China's high impact research involves collaboration with countries across the world, but challenges remain familiar. Long review times, high publication fees, peer review bias, and unfriendly submission systems. For early career researchers and postgraduates, these barriers are particularly tough. The authors told Charlesworth that they want more translated instructions, fair, human, and transparent engagement, and publishers who understand their reality. English as a second language, ESL, authors can write in English, but it may take them time to read and process the language. Of course, they can understand English marketing, but engagement will be lower. Reduce the friction through localization of both language and channels by being present where they already are. WeChat for professional updates and mini program submissions, Bilibili and Douyin for learning and community, Jihu for trusted peer discussion and Q&A, Baidu and RedNote for journal discovery. Engaging across these local channels can lead to up to 40% higher submission intent among early career researchers compared with single channel approaches. That is a powerful reminder that digital ecosystems are not universal. They are regional. Strategy, not afterthought. If you want to succeed in other markets and build a sizable article and market share, you need to adopt the same mindset and treat the market as one of your strategic and primary priorities. Have a region as a top-level corporate SMART objective that translates into your departmental objectives to ensure alignment and focus. Start with markets where data shows the biggest opportunities, for example, China, India, Japan, Latin America, and other regions with dynamic research growth. Think about how you demonstrate impact. ISI impact factors, ISI IF, will do some of the marketing for you in markets like China. But in contrast, Australia's Excellent in Research for Australia, ERA, system has decisively reduced the role of ISIFs shifting towards peer review, qualitative assessment, and broader impact measures. And as many ADORA signatories consider impact for your regional target with additional metrics such as site score, altmetric, societal impact, etc. Not being present is allowing your competitor to build a brand and a localized experience. Where are your competitors engaging with your communities? If your key journals are receiving high numbers of submissions, is your wider list performing and are you getting the quality of output? Are these submissions the ones you want? Do not look at the big number, look at the relevant number. Local competitors who understand the market better than international ones offer a fully regional experience, local workflow and support, and greater impact in the long term. It takes time to build a brand, heritage, and the reputation of international organizations. Ensure this is front and center in key markets. Listen before acting, ask what matters most to different communities, and build from there. Ensure you get feedback so people feel like they're part of making change happen. Simply saying, thank you for participating in a survey and these were the outcomes, can go a long way for retention and avoiding survey fatigue. Be inspired by lessons learned and shared industry insights like India Rising, how society publishers can prepare for the incoming surge in quality submissions, a session from the ALPS conference in 2024 available on YouTube. Localization is not something to tack on to the end. It is a mindset. It starts with curiosity and empathy. You cannot localize everywhere at once. Technology is changing what localization can do. AI boosts efficiency, but machine translation often misses cultural and emotional tone. That is why effective localization blends both worlds. AI for speed and scale, people for empathy and precision. That is especially true in scholarly communication, where connection and credibility are everything. At its heart, localization builds trust. Communicating and supporting your stakeholder groups in their language is when trust takes root. Localization creates real global impact. Focus where it matters most. Learn and partner with local experts and build from a place of empathy. People sell to people, not companies to people. Because in the end, international success does not come from being seen everywhere. It comes from mattering somewhere. Thank you so much for joining me for this article reading. I am here, sat all cozy with a fire going in my Shepherd's Hut office in a very, very wet Wales, looking out at my donkeys and my horse and pony and my chickens looking absolutely miserable in the rain, even though they have lovely places that they can go to and hide in.